Academy Award nominations came out this week. Along with Best Picture and Best Actress, the top film scores were also honored. Music and movies, of course, go hand in hand, but there was an era in cinema history when the music for films was composed on the fly, live in the theater, by skilled performers. NHPR's Todd Bookman caught up with a New Hampshire musician who recreates these old Hollywood experiences.
Jeff Rapsis is a hard man to shut up once he gets going. Sit down with this guy, ask him about how silent movies used to be staged, and he just overwhelms you with information. He's been into it since he was a kid growing up in Nashua.
And so the film and the music, to me, were like peanut butter and chocolate. It was two things that I always loved, and you put them together, and it's even better.
Rapsis is a silent film accompanist, one of a few dozen performers around the country who specialize in playing alongside early Hollywood masterpieces. I caught up with him on the campus of Phillips Exeter Academy just before an evening performance of a great Charlie Chaplin movie.
Nobody called them silent movies. When they were new, people just saw it as the movies. They were pictures that moved. And the music was part of it. Live music being played in the theater was all part of the experience. Nobody thought they were lacking anything. Dialogue? Who needed it? You could see everything you wanted to on that big, brilliant screen, and the music helped tell the story.
In the very early days, music helped drown out the clicking of film projectors, but it quickly grew into something more. Single performers, or sometimes entire orchestras, would accompany a screening. Rapsis explains all this sitting in front of an 88-key synthesizer hooked up to some speakers. He demonstrates his range.
Say it's a Western. It's probably a scene at Grandpa's farm, maybe, you know, so it's a little rural.
Hit me with some slapstick.
Eventually, film studios did begin sending out recommended songs for musicians to play, but Rapsis says they were often ignored. Performers wanted to improvise, do their own thing. That means an audience in New England heard a really different score than one in New Orleans. Spontaneity is important to Rapsis. Tonight, he's performing alongside Chaplin's 1921 film, The Kid. He guesses he's seen it something like 20 times, but that doesn't mean he plays it the same way every time.
There's always something different about it. The audience could be different. I could have had, you know, a fight with my wife. It could have been anything that creates a different matrix of emotions that leads to music really being different each time is the appropriate way to do it.
At showtime, the lights dim. All eyes are on Rapsis, who sits at the front of the audience. He begins working the keys, filling the big room with sound as the opening credits roll. But then there's a shift, this seamless transition. Chaplin and the actors and the plot take over. The music is still there, but Rapsis sort of isn't.
Most accompanists would find it to be the highest of compliments to be told afterwards by an audience member, "I forgot you were even playing."
Like a ballet, it's not the band, but the dancers who take center stage. Music and motion working together to tell a story. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman. ¶¶